From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Larry Rollison reports for the Times Union that New York consumers are becoming more optimistic about their spending plans, according to the latest Siena College Consumer Sentiment Poll. The New York State Index of Consumer Sentiment was at 72.3 points in the poll, up 1.5 points since the third quarter of 2022. Upstate, that number is only 65, but that is still higher than the rest of the country, which is at 59.7 points. Don Levy, the director of the Siena College Research Institute, said, and I quote, "Both New York's and the nation's consumer sentiment picked up ever so slightly over the fourth quarter, with New York's index continuing to outpace the country's by nearly 13 points. While Democrats and New York City residents record scores that display more optimism than pessimism, the largest increases in sentiment this quarter were among Republicans, up nearly 8 points, and upstaters, up over 6 points," end quote. The poll shows that demand for cars and trucks is up despite high cost and low inventory. But 64% of upstate residents are still worried about food and gas prices, above the statewide average of 62%, the poll found. Read the full story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News reports that State Senator James Scofus, the Democrat chair of the Senate Investigations and Government Operations Committee, has released his committee's report on the problems local utilities have had with pricing practices. Central Hudson Gas and Electric's failed new billing system is the subject of most of the report. Scofus said, and I quote, "We make recommendations such as requiring the Public Service Commission to have to affirmatively vote and approve of any changes within a utility when it comes to turning over to a new billing vendor, new billing software, so that the state regulators actually have a say when that happens, in an attempt to try and create another set of eyes and watchdogs before we have thousands and thousands of ratepayers injected into a new system that is, in this case, failed miserably and caused a lot of trauma," end quote. Central Hudson has been under intense criticism and state investigation after starting a new billing system that sends out notices to customers erratically, often with large amounts due. The report from the Senate Investigations and Government Operations Committee also said the state should strengthen oversight of utility hedging practices, standardize customer communications, provide limitations on retroactive billing, heighten requirements on annual audits, and include prohibitions on service shutoffs. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. The New York Daily News has obtained an audio recording that shows a New York State trooper lied that a driver he pulled over rammed him during a high-speed chase on I-87 in Ulster County that killed the motorist's 11-year-old daughter. A crash analysis done by the New York State Police showed that State Trooper Christopher Baldner rammed the Dodge Voyager driven by Tristan Goods twice on December 22, 2020, near Kingston. Baldner, though, repeatedly claims in a recording that Goods rammed him. Baldner says over the police radio in the recording the police office made on his cell phone, and I quote, "He rammed me, Albany. He just effing rammed me," end quote. Baldner, 39, is facing murder and manslaughter charges in a case brought by State Attorney General Letitia James's office. Stanford Rubenstein, a lawyer who represents Monica's mother, Michelle Serency, in a civil case against Baldner and the state police, said, and I quote, "This is audio of the truth, and it will be explosive evidence at the trial," end quote. On the recording, Goods demanded Baldner contact a supervisor, but instead the state trooper pepper-sprayed the driver. A lawyer, Corey DeMalta, who also represents Serency, said, and I quote, "What jumped out at me was the fact the officer is discharging the pepper spray when there is no reason to do so. And then he's trying to create a narrative that Tristan jammed him. And then he's trying to create a narrative that Tristan rammed him," end quote. Read the full story in the New York Daily News. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.